Hello there, this is Dr. Alan Hedberg, and this is the Psychology Report. Today I'd like to just bring to your attention one of my favorite universities, and that is Trinity Western University in Langley, British Columbia, just about 35 miles outside of Vancouver. Trinity Western has a full-fledged liberal arts education and many graduate studies. Christian University in Canada, one of the finest. And if you have a student that is looking into a college for this year or next year, consider Trinity Western. Just go to their website, Trinity Western University, and look it up and see how that might fit your particular needs. Obviously, if you have interest in supporting a university and making a contribution to the endowment fund, also consider Trinity Western University. I think they would be very happy, and particularly now with the Canadian dollar being about $1.30, there's an advantage. You get about a 30% scholarship right from the start by the government having a different value on their money as compared to the United States. So look into it and see how this might compare and how you might financially benefit. Now, today what I'd like to do is to bring to your attention a kind of an issue that we often joke about, that is people who talk to themselves. You know, talking to yourself is common, and we've always associated that with kind of mental illness or having a very major problem. But you know, everybody talks to themselves. Everybody has a time when they just kind of think through some issue, and some do it auditorily, and others do it very silently. But we speak at a rate of around 120 words a minute. Fast speakers, fast talkers, speak about 180 words a minute. But you know, your mind operates on a different level. That's just your speaking voice. Your mind can speak at about 500 to 1,000 words per minute. So we think much faster than we speak. That's why we often get into trouble when we have to kind of pause to make sure we kind of resynchronize our thoughts and our verbal expressions. People sometimes have a different speed of hearing. That is, they hear slower than they actually speak. And that causes stuttering. And to solve stuttering, you have to kind of get that into synchrony by speaking more slowly so that you speak at the rate at which you hear. Some people can speak faster, which means that they are trying to speak at the rate at which they think and can move at that kind of a rate and do it in a very positive way. Also, there's another factor about speaking to yourself. You can create your own mood. You can create your own kind of sense of well-being. That is, if you talk negatively and think negatively, all these words that are self-depreciating, you put yourself down, you berate yourself, criticize yourself, call yourself names. You know, if you do that enough, you're going to begin to feel that way and think of yourself in that way. So what you do then is obviously create your own self-image and you create your own kind of mood state that can affect you financially, it can affect you socially, it can affect your mood such as depression, give you a kind of a sense of failure. You can even create an illness if you kind of think of yourself that negatively and that depressively over a long period of time. And if you are so negative and so self-depreciating for such a long period of time, it can obviously even cause one to be seriously ill and perhaps even die as a result of the serious illness. Self-talk contributes to our well-being, our physical well-being, our emotional well-being, our mental well-being, and to our own spiritual well-being. The Bible talks a lot about giving yourself time to think about things which are positive, things which are above the day-to-day routines of life and discouragements and the potholes and the downtrodden aspects of everyday life. But in contrast to that, also, you can think positively about yourself, not just negatively. You can think of yourself in the sense of being a holy person or a positive person or an encouraging person or a gratuitous person or a person who's happy or who's thankful. In fact, you can even engage in activities to send notes of gratitude to somebody else so that you practice thinking in terms of gratitude. You're going to feel differently. You're going to start to have a healthier sense of being, of your own self, your emotions, your mind, your physical health. You can even create kind of a robust health by thinking of yourself in positive terms and positive wordage. Sure, you are at times discouraged, but there's also times when you feel happy or you feel encouraged or you feel pleasant or you feel just a sense of well-being and a sense of joy and a sense of togetherness and harmony within yourself. And if you think of that way, you're going to kind of create that sense of harmony within yourself. You're going to feel that way, behave that way. And as a result of behaving that way, you're going to experience much more happiness, much more success, much more joy in life. So basically, thinking is a very important part of our life. Self-talk is part of thinking. We often think and then say things. Or we say things and that creates certain thoughts. So I encourage you to listen to yourself. If you're thinking negatively, if you're talking a lot of self-negative talk, stop it. Every time you catch yourself doing it, just say the word stop, stop, stop. And then shift it to more of a positive theme or a positive aspect of yourself. Obviously, you have negatives and you have positives. So focus on the positives, and you're going to feel a little bit better that way. You're going to feel stronger. You're going to feel healthier. You're going to feel more enriched. You're going to feel more satisfied. You're going to feel more outgoing and want to be with people and want to be socially active. So think positively, feel positively. Think positively, act positively. Think positively, create a sense of well-being within yourself. So today, practice self-talk, but do it in a positive way. Get that self-talk that's positive, not negative. If you're negative in your self-thinking, stop it. Stop it and shift it over to something that you can say about yourself that you appreciate or that you remember something about a time in your life when things were good. Or even think forward about something that you'd like to do and be happy doing and feel a sense of joy when you do it. So project yourself forward, if you will. So this has been the Psychology Report, and this is Dr. Alan Hedberg. And I certainly recommend one of my books. I would recommend you to my website, which is booksbyhedberg.com. Booksbyhedberg.com. There's a book in there, Achieving and Living a Healthy Lifestyle in a World of Stress. And in that book, I do talk about ways in which you talk about yourself and think about yourself and how that creates a kind of a sense of health or ill health. So take advantage of the opportunity to pick up that book, booksbyhedberg.com. Nice to talk today and see you again. Bye for now.